Family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit Barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Nominate a young volunteer aged 6 to 18 for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Winners will receive up to $10,000 in scholarships.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
No.
Hold on.
What happened?
You tell me.
I didn't have my headphones on. Was I clearing my throat?
Yes.
My microphone
was last week it was bumping the mic. And now it's clearing your throat. You've lost your professionalism. You're going to be kicked out of the Broadcast Academy as a teacher.
I'm sorry.
If they don't listen, I hope. If they listen, they'll go, you're not teaching our students.
Heck,
you're going to teach them to cough on the air?
And a professor.
Yeah, unbelievable. It has the part of the word professional
pretend
in it.
Pretend the mics are always hot, remember?
That's right.
Thank you, peon. First rule.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
Well, I have never, ever figured that one out. That's a good question. Who was that kid?
Not sure. One of the kids, one of the people that works here, one of their kids.
Did they bring your kid to work there?
Might be.
Well, I wondered if you might have been to come over there and talk a little bit today.
No, I don't know if we have time for you today. Come on.
I did talk about maybe I could come and talk a little bit.
I don't even know who it is, but yeah, we don't have time.
Just to say hi to everybody. Say hello to everybody. Say hello to everybody.
Okay, thank you. You can go now.
Who is it?
Oh, that was the grandson of, that was Ving Crosby.
Ving?
Yeah, yeah. The grandson of Ving Crosby. Yeah.
Oh. Good to see you, Ving.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Chris.
Like he's gone now. So, here, welcome everybody.
Here's that momentum we've been looking for. Kick it off.
Yeah, yeah.
A 70-degree day.
I got yelled at for clearing my throat.
I'm sorry, 75.
Oh, it's 75. Now. It's wonderful.
So, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this spring, beautiful spring day in St. Louis. And falls apart in a couple of days back into the 40s. But hey, today, tomorrow, 70s. So I was telling Dan off the air that this morning I go to the retinal place and, you know, they took a look and they go, well, you still got an issue and...
You got an issue with your butt?
The rectum place?
No, not rectal. Retinal.
Oh.
Retinal. Retinal.
Oh. I thought you had that Fugax thing again. What was that?
No, you know what? Proctalgia Fugax. I have not had that. For probably 8 years, 6 or 8 years.
Wow.
It's the weirdest thing. That was the weirdest thing I ever had in my life. And it's just, it's gone. It's got maybe
refresh
like six
you
years.
Didn't hear about that.
Okay. Thank you, Peon. What happened was, for many, many, many years, in the middle of the night, and it was always in the middle of the night, it would start and build. It would start, and you knew it was coming, and you knew there's nothing you could do about it. And it felt just like a knife blade being pushed into your rectum.
Whoa.
And it's very, very painful. And
just
again,
give
you couldn't
me
stop
the sausage.
Now, and thank you. Getting up, walking around is all I could do. And that just, it had to just wear down. It's the weirdest thing, like a phantom thing. So I went online.
Always better to have the sausage in the rear.
Thank you. I went online. And I started, you know, I searched Google, sharp pain in rectum in middle of the night. And I came up with this Proctalgia Fugax, and it said...
Oh, here it is, right here. Levator syndrome, also known as anal cold.
Anal cold?
Well, call it what you will. It's painful.
Is your anal sneeze?
It's very painful. It has sneezed, yes.
It's a severe episodic rectal and sacrococcygeal pain.
Wow.
Man. It can be caused
worse
by,
than I thought.
It can be caused by cramp of the pubococcygeus.
Well,
pubococcygeus.
You laugh if you want.
Or
where do you get it?
Ani muscles.
Yeah, where do you get it?
I saw that band at Foo Bar over the weekend.
What? No, it is horrible. And when it first happened, I thought, you know, oh, no, I have rectal cancer, but I'm in my 30s. So how can I have rectal cancer? And it would happen. Sometimes it would be two or three times a month. And I would literally just get out of bed and just wincing in pain and hoping it would go away. Like you hope a headache will just kind of pass gradually. And it took like 15, 20 minutes to go away. And then it faded away just like it faded in.
You know, I mean, nobody has ever proven or disproven the existence of ghosts. And I'm sure there are gay.
Boy.
I'm sure there are homosexual ghosts out there.
There are.
Now that's funny. Okay, that's funny.
So
there could be a gay ghost in my house.
Yeah.
Well, he apparently decided to move away because it's been at least, and you know what? Thanks for bringing it up because now I'm going to probably have it again.
Yeah.
It's been at least 6 years I haven't had this. But I'm going to tell you something. My wife gets those leg cramps.
I wish my brother George was
here. Yeah.
I'd rather have leg cramps.
Is this George?
No, as severe as they are. As the proctalgia fugax.
Wow.
And I've seen my wife in excruciating leg cramp pain. No, nothing compares to a knife in the rectum. And that's what it feels like. Now, it has not reoccurred for, I would say, easily 5 or 6
years. Well, I have
years.
A question here, because this next line in this Wikipedia article, did you get aroused when this happened?
No. Oh, no.
Because it says simultaneous stimulation of the local autonomic system can cause erection in males.
No, not
really.
Once. No, you're in too much pain to be aroused.
Well, my never... butt hurts! And then your wife goes, hey, but what the heck is that?
That never happened, I'm telling you. Never. I'm going to tell you something.
My Fugax.
I hope you get it one time. I'm telling you, you'll get up and go, what in the world is happening to me? Because you think it's... a couple times when it first started, I almost went to the hospital, but I was embarrassed to go to the hospital.
Well, yes, sometimes pain is so severe that it may cause loss of consciousness or possible injury.
No, I've almost passed out. And I thought, I need to get to the emergency room. But then what do? You go in and go, my butt hurts. I mean, I have
a
rectal...
Have a seat, sir. I can't.
Somebody already had my seat.
But it's gone, and it's, you know, it's kind of like in my 30s, I had a really serious allergies. I mean, so serious that I had to sell a motorcycle because I couldn't. I'd get on it. By the time I started it and pulled out of the driveway, I had to pull off the side of the road, get off, and sit down and sneeze. I counted the sneezes one day. 53 in a row, and I almost passed out.
Man.
And then my eyes are almost bleeding. They're so red. I could not go outdoors. I had the test. They stick needles in your back. What are you allergic to? The whole deal. And every kind of medication.
The whole deal.
Yeah. Well, no.
Went to the best allergist. No, when I went to the best allergist in St. Louis. And you know what? It's gone. My allergy, every spring, it would, like, for 5-6 years, and it just went away. I just outgrew it or something. So hopefully... Proctalgia fugax has gone the way of the allergies.
But if you get it again, it says defecating is suggested. It
really?
Provides relief, even though it might be extremely painful.
No. I'm sorry. That does not help. I tried that. I tried anything. I thought if I'll do anything, I'll expel this demon. This demon.
Get out, demon.
I expel this rectal demon. But you, there's nothing you can do. You just grit your teeth. And it's, I don't know what to equate it to. I've never given birth, but if you gave birth through your butt, I think that's probably kind of what it feels like.
I've done that before. After a Mexican dinner.
Oh, man. How did we get? Oh, I know how
back
we got
to your eyes.
Yeah, but how did that turn to you asking me about the proton?
Well, I misheard you. You said retinal.
Oh, retinal. And you thought, okay, that's right.
I said rectum.
So 2 weeks from today, I have to go back in, and because the steroid drops. The reason I'm sharing this is, you know, you people who probably think, well, those guys haven't made. They never go through anything. Everybody goes through stuff. I'm just sharing my story with you. 2 weeks from today, because the steroid drops that I've been using for 4 months have not caused the vitreous, which is the goo and gel inside your eyeball. Thank you. I'm practically an ophthalmologist.
Oh, man.
It is pulling at the retina, and it won't let go and release. And the steroids were supposed to calm that down. It didn't work. So the next step in 2 weeks is a shot. Now get ready. A shot of steroid to the inside of the eyeball by literally putting the needle into the white of your eye. Yeah.
Now, I am, and I'm sure there are a million people out there. Well, no, there's 10 people that are listening, rubbing their eyes right now.
Or feigning.
Yeah.
Well,
Paul Harris.
Paul Harris.
He's already turned it off because Paul told me one time he can't even watch a person put in contacts. He said mention of touching the eyeball, he says I almost pass out. He's so sensitive about something touching his eye. He said I was trying to tell him some stuff. He said stop. I can't hear this. He said I'm not kidding. I get squeamish listening to it.
I'm like that too.
So 2 weeks from today, the needle goes directly into the eye. And then, of course, the doctor always says, I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. So you take like an actual shot needle and push it into the eyeball and shoot stuff in the inside of the eye. He goes, oh, yeah, it's not a big deal.
Well, not a big deal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess then we'll see. And literally hope we'll see. And they said that's a temporary fix. And then it lasts about 3 months. And then this is the best part. After that, I have to have retinal surgery. The surgery, because the steroid, even the injection, is temporary, and then the edema, which is swelling, thank you, I'm practically a doctor, returns. And now, to get it permanently away from the retina, they go in and surgically pull it away.
Oof.
And I said, how do you operate on the inside of an eyeball?
Do they pop the eyeball out?
No. They go in like laparoscopically. They put two or three holes into your eyeball, like the white, and go in there and look through a microscope and do it with these tight little, it's unbelievable.
And then how do they seal the holes up? Do they put stitches or something?
No, I don't.
Are they
just, you know what?
Up?
That's a good question. There might be a couple of little stitches.
Wow.
I need to ask him that. But, I think he's in those stitches because it's such a small hole.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
So there you have it. That's my life. Mm. Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I do.
Dan,
well, this is good. Too. This is a good sign. Yeah.
Go ahead,
good
Dan.
Sign. Dan, okay, take it away. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you very
much,
Frank.
You're welcome. Hey, look at them. They love you. Listen.
Yeah. I was very busy, especially on Saturday this weekend. I went to my daughter's. They had district. I guess it's for singing, for choir and everything. And she did a solo, and she did an ensemble. And
now, you've never mentioned before, I don't think, has he peon that his daughter sings?
No.
I've never heard about
that. I did not do that. But later on that evening, the band that I'm in, a couple of the people called and said, ask
me. And the name of that again?
The Southside Johnny Band.
Okay.
And they wanted to know if we wanted to go out and see a band called Vote for Pedro, which I love the name of that band because it's from Napoleon Dynamite, and that's where they got it. So I got, and he knows the
You know what would have been a better name for your band? The Southside Johnny Carson. That's funny. No, that's just funny. Southside Johnny Carson.
It is.
You might want to change it. Go ahead.
But the lead singer for the Vote for Pedro band is Eric Wolf. He made it on The Voice, I think. Not very far, but he did make it on The Voice. But he walked up to me and said that he was AM and the PM. He and his wife listen every day, so...
right, that's
very
two.
Smart bands. Yeah, we have a couple of people listening. And then my daughter, I was going to play, I put something on YouTube, I was going to have Peon play a little bit of of her solo and then this ensemble. The ensemble that she was in, it's a group of girls, probably 6 to 8 girls, I can't remember, but they were incredible, and they get to do 2 songs, and the judges really aren't supposed to say anything or do anything, and when the girls finished, I just went, that's it? We need more. We need an encore. And the judge turned around and looked at me and said, yes, we do, because they were unbelievable. And then...
Now, this is a group your daughter was in.
Yes. Yeah. And she also did a solo, too. So she got... You need to get a 1 to go to state, which is at Mizzou on May the 3rd. So she got a 1 on her solo, and then she got a 1 on the ensemble that she was in. So,
yeah.
So they're going to state.
Alyssa, who hates me.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I hate the fact that if someday she's a really famous singer, she won't talk to me. That bothers me.
Oh, no.
I'd like to be able to get, I'm good friends with her, but
no,
that's not going to happen.
No, I'll make her talk to you.
Well, we've never actually made up for the way she treated me, and we need to do that.
I'll have to bring her in, and we'll bring her on the air and have her...
Sing.
Oh,
why
yeah.
not? My daughter does it at Christmas, and she can't even sing. Let's bring your daughter. I'm serious. Let's get her a track, a recorded track, and bring her in and let her sing.
Okay.
Would she do it?
She probably would.
Well, she never would come on and talk before when she was younger.
I had to make her get up and sing California Dreamin' one time with us.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray.
Yeah. And I had, but this stuff here, it's more, I don't know what, it's almost opera-like type of music that they sing.
It's my favorite opera.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
Pian, you're with me on that.
Oh,
opera.
Man.
You can't beat a good opera.
No.
I crank it up and fly down the highway. I know.
Can I give you a little bit, just to show you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
A little bit of an opera here. Here we go. Here's just a sample.
Ring like a deputy.
That's from The Crying Clown, the opera The Crying Clown.
Oh, okay. But it's not really opera, but it's similar. I equate it to something like opera. But this was Alyssa's second song that she sang for her solo.
And is it in English?
This one is.
She sings foreign songs?
Yes. The first one, she sings a bunch of foreign songs. She had to learn 2 songs within a week. And they're
do you know that
songs.
She's actually singing in the real language?
Is
she
Italian?
Making it up like Sid Caesar used to do.
Just
so it sounds like I could get I just made that up. See, maybe she's doing that.
She could be. I don't know. But the judges apparently know all this stuff. So
okay.
So I don't think they can really make the stuff up. But this one's actually in English. So if you want to play just a little bit of it,
now this is Alyssa.
Yeah.
You obviously had professional recording equipment available.
That was my flip camera.
Oh. I just turned my chair around. Like the voice.
Yeah.
I just flipped my chair around.
Oh, yeah. It's like... She blows me away.
Now, she's obviously good. I hate this kind of music.
I do, too.
I can't stand this music,
okay,
but she's good.
That one off.
No, she's good. She's good. It's just because I don't like the music doesn't mean she's not good.
Oh, no. And then the ensemble, I was going to have you play just a little bit of the ensemble. The girls.
We don't care about the other kids.
Oh, no, but they're together. They were just incredible.
Yeah, but it really is all about her. Let's just make it all about her.
Okay. Alyssa was in this ensemble, and the judge even said before, they write the grades and everything down, and they're not supposed to tell anybody. They just hand it to the runner, and the runner takes it out, and then they post what they received, and... The judge said, if they sing like this at state, they're going to have a 1 in state. So it's like,
well, I know how she feels. I mean, I told you that in the 5th grade, I got on stage in front of parents and students and packed assembly and did a little Drummer Boy of Shiloh for the Civil War in a Civil War costume. Okay, I'll do a little bit of it for you. On Shiloh's dark and bloody ground, the dead and wounded lay. Among them was a drummer boy who beat the drum that day.
Oh.
Not a dry eye. Not a dry eye in the house. Because I was in Confederate country, Tennessee. Buddy, they were sobbing when I got through.
That was awesome.
I'll have to pull up the entire thing sometime because I don't remember it all. I'll read it to you. You get your Kleenexes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's sad. It's a little dying drummer boy in the Battle of Shiloh. And he drummed until his death. He would go and drum for the dying soldiers. Yeah. I think that the kid died. I'm not sure. I mean, he played for dying. I don't remember. I have to look it up again.
That is so touching. You want to play just a little bit of that? Just
the ensemble?
Yeah, the ensemble.
Well, you do.
Yeah, they have to explain what they're going to sing. So that's... Mm.
Charlottetown's burning down. Goodbye, goodbye. Burning down to the ground. Goodbye, Liza Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry? Goodbye, goodbye.
I hate this kind of music, too.
Goodbye, Liza Jane.
But they're good.
Charlottetown is burning down. Goodbye, Liza Jane. Burning down to the ground. Goodbye, Liza Jane.
Burning down
Tunatown.
Yeah.
No, to the ground.
Oh.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Ain't you mighty
sorry? Goodbye, Liza Jane.
Wow, like a barbershop quartet.
I know. Okay, you can drop out of it.
Wow, and people say, has Dan Strauss ever been responsible for anything worthwhile? Yeah, Alyssa.
Yeah.
There you go.
No kidding.
They're good. How many girls was that?
I think that was...
Looks like five.
Hey, and you know what? That was your phone?
No, that was my flip camera. My flip video camera.
That was actually pretty decent.
Oh, I know.
For a flip camera little microphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it turned out really good.
And then, I think it's great when you have a kid who, whether it's baseball or, you know, they it's too bad that every kid can't sort of stand out at something, because it makes the difference in hating or liking school. It really does.
Oh, yeah.
The kids that have something, you know, he's good on the basketball team, or he's good in chorale or band, or it makes school better. You like school. I didn't have any of that stuff. I wasn't on anything. And doing, I did a little drummer boy Shiloh in the fifth grade. And
that rocked.
That was
the
just
house,
one.
Though.
Well, but it was one act in a whole variety show. But I never got to be that kid that walked down the hall and people said, hey, he's a really good, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And all they said was, that kid, I bet when he grows up, he's going to have Proctalgia Fugax.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, and then I wanted to say happy birthday to John Carney. Apparently, it's his birthday today.
He's about 67, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
He's, yeah,
he 67th to John Carney.
Looks pretty good.
He doesn't look that good, but he doesn't look quite 67.
No.
He looks 65.
No.
I'd say 65.
No.
Yeah.
But that was it.
That was it. You know what? That was a good Burke segment. Yeah, it really was. Remind me to give you more money. Not.
Okay.
Pion, what do you have?
Do you want a break first? Or
yeah,
you want,
why not?
Okay.
Why
I can not? Do it afterwards.
We'll take a break, then we'll come back. Folks, if you thought what you just heard was good radio, as they say, you ain't heard nothing yet.
No.
More to come. More Burke segment, more stuff. A lot of stuff. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, one of our great sponsors for a long, long time, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Now, you've heard me read the emails. I get them all the time. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I get them every day. I don't, but there's not hardly a week will go by. I don't get an email from somebody. And what's interesting is, you know, it's not uncommon for people to complain. That's what people generally do. I'll never visit you again. But to take the time to write, not just Schaefer, but me, to say, my goodness, I had no idea going to a body shop would be something that I would be raving about. But that's what they do. And they send me, because thankfully, and I'm happy for this, I'm the reason they went. I love that. I love it when this show is the reason anybody goes to do business with our advertisers. And they usually start by saying, heard you talking about Schaefer for years and years and years, finally was in an accident, stop a stoplight, somebody hit me, whatever. And then they go into the Schaefer. They know the names of the people they dealt with because they made a point to remember them. They can give you dates, times they received phone calls with updates, specifics on the quality of the work and the way they were treated. And it's unbelievable. And if that's what you want when you're in an accident, then you want Schaefer.
S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. There are 7 locations, and if you're not near one, who cares? The average person is in a body shop once every 7 years. If you had to drive 100 miles, do it. To get it done right and have everything taken care of, service beyond belief, workmanship beyond belief, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how traffic's moving on this beautiful day. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got an accident. It's on eastbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. The right lane was blocked. We also looks like we have a crash on southbound 270 at Ladue. The center lane is shut down there. Other than that, it looks traffic doesn't look too bad. You look pretty good on westbound 40 at this time. No problems on 55. Eastbound 270 up in North County. Just getting a little bit of volume now between Lindbergh and 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the Artisan Grilled Chicken Ciabatta Sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
A $20 bill turns into a priceless gift.
Because he was a soldier, and soldiers remind me of my dad.
An 8-year-old child makes national headlines by changing a soldier's life forever.
Kid gave you a bigger gift than $20.
A lifetime direction, for sure.
On the Martin Kilcoyne Show, Martin Kilcoyne goes one-on-one with the soldier that received the gift. Tuesday on the Martin Kilcoyne Show, starting at 10 o'clock on KTRS.
There's nothing like walking into your house and having a place for everything, having your house organized. Well, the best place to start is at St. Louis Closet Company, because St. Louis Closet Company will not only organize your house, they'll organize your life. St. Louis Closet Company, 100% locally owned and 100% locally operated by Jennifer Williams and her family. It's been going for years, 100% custom manufactured closets here in St. Louis by a local company. St. Louis Closet Company will customize your kids' closets, your pantry, your laundry rooms, even Murphy beds. You want to save space? Murphy beds is a great way to add an extra bed into the home. To find out more, stlouisclosetco.com. That's stlouisclosetco.com. Remember, you want to support local businesses? St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
If you're tired of suffering with joint discomfort, be one of the lucky people personally selected to experience a revolutionary new joint relief breakthrough called Beneflex. Right now, personal introductory samples of Beneflex are being made available to adults in this area, but only through this unique offer. To guarantee your sample, call now, 1-800-600-1252. Beneflex is our most advanced formula ever, offering effective joint relief in as few as 7 days. If you want to be one of the people lucky enough to receive a personal sample, you must act quickly. If you're suffering with joint discomfort in your hands, knees, even your hips, advanced Beneflex can provide relief in as few as 7 days. And now you can be one of the first individuals to experience its amazing power. But hurry, these samples are very popular. Beneflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but to guarantee your personal sample, you must call now. 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252. 1-800-600-1252.
I've heard people say that. Too much of anything.
Too much of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Not good for you, baby.
I don't know about that.
I think we all recognize.
We love
the voice of love.
Shed,
yeah, I think we all know this is Wayne Newton.
That's right. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
Anybody in radio,
it's just not enough.
Whether you meant to get in radio or like me, it's an accident. Once you're in it and around it, you'd kill for that voice.
Yeah.
You know, you still really, if you're honest,
would love to be able to come on there and talk like that. You know? Ladies, how you doing? I'd have a late night show. I'd be on like I'd be the Velvet Fog or something. I'd talk to the ladies when they call, you know. Maybe I could still do it. Maybe I could be on all night.
You know, these night Red Eye and Nori and these things. What about instead of that extraterrestrial stuff, what about something like that for the chicks at night? You know, that middle of the night.
You can't sleep, baby. I know why you can't sleep. I know what you need to put yourself to sleep. You need a man talking to you right.
See, I got the show already.
Yeah.
And then I put on a couple of special love songs. And when you play, I'm going to play this. And when I play it, I want you to think of you and me, baby, together in your mind fantasy.
Yeah, Velvet Fog. Frank Opinion, the Velvet Fog. That was Velvet Fog was Mel Torme, so I don't want to use that one. That was his. Peon, and you have a contribution for the Burke segment.
Yes, I have a couple things.
Well, lay it on, that's my man.
With all this, John Carney had somebody on from the from Ukraine on.
Now let me just stop. Why are you listening to the other AM station to him?
No.
He's with us again.
Yeah. No, he's on right.
Wow, good
our
for
show.
Us. Good yes. for us. All
right. Right before our show, and so they were talking, you know, about the situation in Ukraine and Crimea, and I had to look
Crimea
something up.
Crimea River.
I just had to look that up. There is a Crimea River in Crimea.
That's great.
It just
so
hit me
great.
Today. I go, I have to see if there is a river in Crimea. And sure
That's
enough,
fantastic.
There is. So there is a Crimea River. So that was one thing. And did you see the news over the weekend about Johnny Carson?
No.
And the sex tape that is
no,
that is
I missed
the
this
market?
Too. Oh man, come on, this is good. No,
all right. TMZ had this over the weekend. They have learned that Johnny Carson recorded a sex tape with his wife back in the 70s.
Oh my goodness. Right.
Let's see what her. Who was it back then? I don't know if they have her name here.
Well, it was Jonah Joanne.
Joanna.
Okay.
Joanne.
Yeah, they don't have who it is in the. So it
that would be his second wife. So it's probably Joanna. But go ahead.
And they say not only has the tape just hit the market, a very solid source tells TMZ Johnny's Johnny is enormous.
No, no. Let me tell you something. Ooh. I was going to say if you didn't, I'll bet the guy's hung like a stallion. Yeah. I'm
that's
serious.
Apparently,
those skinny guys
who have seen this. They say the owner of the tape has approached the Carson estate in September to make a deal for the footage. The estate told the person to take a hike and then threatened to sue the person if he ever sold it. But the owner has apparently gone rogue and is now shopping it to private collectors. And it says, according to sources who have seen it, the tape appears to be one of his wives. It's unclear which one. The tape opens with a naked, dark-haired Carson pleasuring himself by a pool.
Listen.
It's weird, wild stuff. It's weird. It's weird and wild.
I did not know
this
that.
This is huge.
I did not know this thing would get this big.
So that part goes, and then it shows the woman going all Linda Lovelace. I don't know what necessarily that means.
I know what it means.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do.
It goes on for
going Monica Lewinsky.
Yes, it goes on for about 5 minutes, and then it cuts to a
How do you hold out for 5 minutes?
Five.
Wow, what a man.
Then it cuts to a 20-minute sex scene in Johnny's bedroom, and Johnny does not hold back.
yes, sir.
The article says.
There's a voice in the background going, "Yeah, you hello." Ed's
you
in the background.
Correct, sir.
You are hung, sir.
Yeah, that's what the article says. He
no,
is
hung like a horse. No, instead of you are correct, sir, you are erect, sir. Yeah, Ed McMahon in the background letting him know he's ready.
Okay, you are erect, sir.
Uh-oh, Ed's the fluffer.
Yeah. One source said it was at least 10. 10
oh, come
10
on.
Videos.
Oh, come on.
No, 10, his
length.
Length. His length was
Dan,
10.
Show him one fifth of that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fifth of that right there.
And then,
grief.
But for legal reasons, it cannot go to a porn company, so the only way to sell it is to a private collector. So that's what.
Well, hold on. Legal, what does that mean? For legal reasons, they can't go to a porn company.
I'm not sure what does that mean. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess.
Wow.
You have to get the person's consent? Because I know with some of those other. I know. That's why. Maybe that's why they can't do it. Because I know, like,
well,
Paris
good
Hilton,
luck. I mean,
Paris
good luck
Hilton's
keeping
tape,
this.
I think they eventually got her permission because they cut her in on the deal. And the Kardashian.
Pam Anderson.
Right. I think they all get cut in on the deal to sell it to a porn company. So that must be why they can't do that. But. Yeah. Okay. I thought that was pretty big news.
Well, that is. I can't believe I missed that.
The headline says, "Sex tape hits the market. Check out this monologue."
Oh, that's funny. Oh, here's Johnson.
You are correct, sir.
Wow. How did I miss this? Well, I know. I don't watch TMZ.
I mean, it was on their website. I didn't see it on their show. So, yeah.
I can't stand that. What's his name? Levin. Harvey Levin.
Yeah.
I cannot stand that guy.
No, he is pretty irritating.
That's why I can't watch the show and I don't go to the website. Well, that's I'm gonna check in on this and
yeah.
find out more about
pretty
this.
Pretty interesting.
And well, no wonder he disappeared. He was doing it with all these chicks all the time. He don't need to go out in public. I'm busy. I'm busy tonight.
Yeah.
Little Johnny and I.
Surprisingly, though,
little Johnny and I are busy.
Was
tonight.
With his wife.
Well, for that's that weird. For that tape.
Yeah.
But he look. In the book. They mentioned some of the hottest Hollywood, you know, Angie Dickney some. You remember
no,
her?
No.
Oh, yeah.
on and on. I mean, I forgot the list, but it was impressive.
Oh, you I know. Bet. I mean,
think about this.
He could have anybody probably he chose.
How about this, though? Yeah, usually, if a guy's lucky, he has one thing. Maybe it's looks. Maybe it's success and money, power. Or maybe it's well hung. How about all of it? How about a guy who has the money, the success, the power, good looking, and the Johnson? How about that?
Well, I don't have the money, but...
No.
No, Dan, that's the one thing I mentioned that you don't have.
Yeah.
It is the money. You're right. Wow, good one. Can we close the Burke?
Yes.
All right, Burke segment is officially closed. All right, we have several things we can kick around. One of them is this Brigadier General who has pleaded guilty. Is it pled guilty or has pleaded guilty? I'm reading the article. He pleaded guilty, so we'll go with that. I think either one's acceptable. But you just don't see that every day. Brigadier General 51 has pleaded guilty to three charges that could send him to prison for up to 15 years. How do you think the prisoners are going to treat a brigadier general in prison? Don't you know they're going to have a heyday with this guy?
Oh, yeah.
A tin hut! All right, General, let's see it at attention. I mean, that's got to be like the one minute you're a brigadier general, the next minute you got your prison clothes. That's got to be horrible. But what it made me start thinking about was ranks. And what's interesting about our military, and by the way, sort of a political comment, but we're not going to have a political discussion. I've said this before. We need to take a step back when we start cutting defense budget. What is wrong with this country when we want to cut back? That should be the one thing. You know, at any point in history, we ought to be the country that everybody is scared to death to mess with because we got the best of the best for our military people. That's all I'm going to say. I don't believe in scrimping when it comes to defense. Now, what's interesting is Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard. The Army, Air Force, and Marines all have the same ranking order. In other words, you go in the Army and you're non-commissioned, you're not an officer, you go in as a corporal or private, okay? And a private recruit, then a private first class, then a specialist, then a corporal, then a sergeant, then a staff sergeant. And it's the same exact, once you get to, at least with officers, they're all the same but the Navy. Now, granted, when you get Army, Air Force, Marines, you know, the Air Force, you go in as a basic airman. Army, you go in as a private. Okay, those are different terms. But when you get into the officers, the Army, Air Force, and Marines, from the bottom to the top, and your entry level as a commissioned officer is second lieutenant. Do you guys know any of this?
No. I'm ignorant about all
second that. Lieutenant. That if you're just out of ROTC or whatever, you're in the Army now, or Air Force or Marines, you are second lieutenant. Then you're a first lieutenant. Okay, then you're a captain. And then it goes up and up and up, and it's all the same up to general. But the Navy and the Coast Guard, for some reason, you start out as a commissioned officer, as an ensign. And then you're a lieutenant junior grade. Then you're a lieutenant. Then you're a lieutenant commander. Then a commander. Then a captain. And then, and I'm going to have to look this up on a break. Then you're a rear admiral. What is that rear about?
I don't know.
What does that mean? You're a rear admiral commodore. Then you're a rear admiral upper half. That almost sounds nasty.
You just patrol the rear half of the ship, maybe?
No.
Upper
no, it says
half?
We don't know rear admiral upper half.
Just then the upper rear part of the upper half?
I don't
half?
Know. Then a vice admiral, then an admiral. But with the exception of the Navy and the Coast Guard, all three other branches, down the line or up the line, the ranks are absolutely the same. But I saw this brigadier general thing, and I thought, well, I actually don't even know. You know, in the order of generals, is that the biggest there is? And the answer is no. That's the first level of general. Then it's major general. Then it's lieutenant general. And why this is confusing is a lieutenant general is a higher rank than a major general, but a major is a higher rank than a lieutenant. That's confusing. Mm. I'm getting a headache. And then when I was in the service, I used to hear the term full bird colonel. You know what that means?
No.
Well, a colonel is a like a lieutenant colonel. Has a silver oak cluster on his, that's his insignia. But a full colonel, not a lieutenant colonel, has a silver eagle. So they call him a full bird colonel. I'm telling you, there's a lot to learn.
Wow.
This is part of the reason I got in some trouble when I was in the Army, because I didn't know this stuff. And I got a real harsh lecture one day from a colonel because I didn't recognize his little insignia on his collar. And, man, did he chew me out one day because I didn't salute him. And I can I have just a minute to tell that story again?
I think so.
It's my like first or second week at Fort Jackson. And I'm just a new recruit. I'm that private, and I don't know all the insignias. And when you're in your fatigues, your combat fatigues, they're dark and they're on a lapel and they kind of all look the same. And I'm walking, and a guy's walking toward me. We're about to pass each other, going opposite directions. And I looked at him, and he looked at me. We have on the same green fatigue uniforms and boots. And he says, "Good morning." And I said, "Good morning." And he stopped. And he motioned for me to stop. And he said, "I said, good morning." And I said, "Good morning back." He said, "We're going to try this one more time. Good morning." And I said, "We can try this as many times as you want. I'm going to say good morning about one more time, and I'm done." And I said, "I don't know what the problem is here." And he said, "Is your arm broken?" I said, "No, is yours?" And then he pointed to his insignia and let me know he was a colonel. Uh-oh. And that's when it started. And I don't have time to go any further, but buddy, did he put... And I ran to the barracks and started learning those what those things look like in the insignia. Matheny Heating and Cooling, not a lot of need for heating. Thank God. It's been a long time since we could say this. The Matheny folks are probably getting a well-deserved break today. And I suggested to the Matheny's that they have the slogan, "You deserve a break today."
Yeah.
And they turned me down on it. And look what happened. McDonald's picked it up years ago.
Yeah.
Mine was actually, "Your system deserves a break today." Look, folks, it's going to be cold again, going to be real hot in the summer. You have to have a really good company maintain your heating and cooling system. And if you live in St. Louis or almost any of St. Charles County, this is the company, Matheny. Any brand, any make, any model, any type, any size, residential, commercial. Very fair with their pricing. Very good at what they do. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Let that stick. Website, MathenyHeatingAndCooling.com. Don't go away. We're coming back. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.